Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Today is episode 2 with Kambiz. In the previous episode, Kambiz shared his personal testimony how he became a follower of Jesus Christ. Hello, Kambiz, how are you?
Hello, brother. I'm fine, thank you. I want to say hello to our audience too. Okay. I hope everyone has a good time.
I'm sure they do. Well, thank you again for sharing your personal story in the previous episode. Now, in today's episode, this is a continuation of your story, how God has led you and guided you. So in the previous episode, we learned about how God saved you and how you and your family moved back to Iran. So we want to hear more stories after you moved back to Iran.
Sure. In 2003, as I said, I moved back to Iran with my family. And if you remember, I said, God called us go back to Iran as a church planter. So first week, first church, 2 members, me and my wife. Oh, no, Jesus was there, too.
Yeah, that's right.
So God blessed that church, that small church became 3 churches. I'm talking about the underground churches in Islamic Republic of Iran. So became 70 believers, and God did the amazing things. Same as always, God is amazing. God. So we couldn't, I want to just make our audience know, Iran doesn't have this opportunity. We have a sign in front of the door of the church, and the name of the church, be open door and welcome everyone, come to church. The way we should go out and do evangelism, do discipleship, if they change, if they became believer, and we could feel that change in their life, we could trust them to bring them to our home. So in this way, it became 70 believers. So our ministry was good. God blessed us. And we believe God called everyone, go and make disciples. So this is not just for the American churches. This is even the house church in Iran. They should go and do and make disciples. So we went to the nomadic people group too. We dressed like them and we learned how to live like them. We went to the nomadic people group, and they don't have electricity. They don't. They are not able to read and write. But God loves them. The only way is that you should set your tent next to their tent and live with them and share the gospel with them. So God blessed us. We could do ministry among nomad people group too. And God protected us for 7 years. And in 2009, when we were celebrating Christmas, more than 20 secret police came to our party and they arrested me.
Wow.
They took me to our home, searched everywhere, took everything, and at 12 o'clock, they put me in the cell in the Rajai Shahr prison in Karaj city, close to the Tehran, capital of Iran. For 21 days, my family didn't know where I am. Am I alive or no? After about 34 days, they came to prison to see me. For 64 days, I was in prison, but my name did not register as a prisoner. After 3 months, I put up bail, and I was able to be outside and follow the court case and documents. But during the prison time, anytime they wanted, they come and close my eyes and took me to the interrogation. Some days friendly, they wanted to pay. We pay you, we send you. And some days, no. But every single time, I was coming back from that interrogation, I was rejoicing and dancing, because I lived that verse. God says, If they take you to the court, don't worry what you say. Mm. Holy Spirit will speak. So people call that persecution, but I say that is the closest relationship with God.
Mm.
The first 15 minutes when they put me in the cell, I'm human. I am flesh and blood. I'm scared. I could feel my heart beating very hard. And I pray, I start saying, God, why? Why you let them bring me here? Why God, I am here? And after about 15 minutes, all my life came in front of my eye. I don't know if you have it, this experience or no. All my life, like the movie came in front of me. And some voice this movie has some voice. So, say, Kambiz, do you remember all those years? All those days you had difficulties, school going, coming back, and quiz, exam, all difficulties. Do you remember all of them? All of them. With this tone. And Kambiz, do you remember when you were Navy and far from home, bad weather, and that difficulties every 4 months you could come for a few days to home? Do you remember all those days? All of them passed.
Mm-hmm.
Kambiz, this will pass. Mm-hmm. God gave me deep, deep peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that peace could go to the other prisoner too.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a divine moment. That was a prison. I said there's a people call that persecution, but I call that the closest relationship with God, because that is a test of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Before they arrested us, we had God prepared us. You know, we was training about the persecution for 7 weeks in our church, and every week I said, if while you are sitting on the couch and they are saying hallelujah is easy, but when they arrest you,
right,
and you will be able to say hallelujah, that is the time can realize your faith is real. And I was teaching, but I didn't know what is the meaning of that. Because I thought our faith should be strong. We should be strong. But when I was in prison, I realized, no, God help us to have a strong faith. God is with us and help us go through all difficulties. So God is the only God keep our faith. And was a very good seminary for me. So after 3 months, I put up bail and I was released, and I came outside and to follow my document, and I had two documents against government and against Islam, and we have a two different court system. So one of them was in the Revolutionary Court, and other one was the General Court. In Revolutionary Court, the judge two times sent my document back and asked to change the accusation. And he said he didn't do anything against the government. That things he did, he was Muslim. Now he's Christian. Change the accusation to charges to apostasy. I hang him.
Mm-hmm.
So when they didn't change, he fell. When he fell, he looked at me and he told me, I will find something against you to kill you for. Come back in 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, when I returned to the court, I found that judge was out sick. Mm-hmm. All our members fasted and prayed for judge. And they scheduled me for 2 months later. But after a few days, I received a phone call. They told me, you have been in court 8 a.m. the next day. I said, you scheduled me for 2 months later. He said, no, tomorrow 8 a.m. Did you understand? He said, yes, sir. So 8 a.m. the next day, I was in court, number 2 Revolutionary Court, and prosecutor took me and my lawyer to the different court, new judge. I had no idea why. And the prosecutor who wrote against me asked new judge, Judge sentenced him 1 year probation and closed the case and let him go. I had no idea why. When the judge did that, when I wanted to come out, prosecutor stopped me. He said, hey, don't appeal. If you appeal, I will raise that up. Don't come back here. I don't want to see you. So in my heart, I said, I don't want to see you too. But when I went, after I cannot remember, 2 or 3 days later, I received a phone call from my lawyer. Said, do you know why they move your document to a different court? I said, no. He said, the judge who wanted to kill you, he died. So for that reason, other judges afraid, and they wanted to send you out. And for that reason, he said, don't come back here. I don't want to see you. So in my devotion later, I came to Psalm 37, 32 until 36. That is really close to my testimony, to very real in my life. I want to say, please read this passage, and you can see Bible is not just for 3,000 years ago. Bible is alive and for now. Word of God is alive and for now too. So other court that was against Islam, if their decision was 2 years jail sentence, they sentenced me for 2 years jail in prison, and I escaped that. I 2011, 25th of May 2011, I flew to Turkey, and I applied as an asylum for United Nations as a refugee, and our case took about 4 years, and during those 4 years I continued working with the International Mission Board, and also we had a training center. We brought the pastors, we trained them and sent them back, and also we started 2 churches and are still meeting today. And I became me and my wife both, we became a distance learning student at Southeastern Seminary, and we were able to continue. Actually, we started 2009, but we couldn't finish our semester because they arrested us, but we were able to continue our study in Turkey. So 2015, United Nations sent us to US. And 2015, we came here, we went to the South Carolina, because Lexington Baptist Church in Lexington, South Carolina, they were our partner in our ministry in Turkey, and they told us, come and we will help you to settle in US as a refugee family. They help us, they host us in mission home, and we stay there for a year, and they help us for settle in US. And 2016 we move to North Carolina, and Southeastern also had the gracious to us, and that was God was very good to us, and Southeastern generosity also. I want to say thank you here from the Dr. Aiken, president of Southeastern, and all Southeastern, because they gave me full scholarship, and because of that, I was able to study. And last May, I graduated.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, but God's plan was more than this. You know, 2016, when I came here, they, about 2017, they asked me to come. 2017, they asked me to come and start a new initiative here. And I came to Southeastern. The first picture was that we helped other students like Iranian, like me, to come to Southeastern and start. But God had a different plan. And I want to say thank you of the leadership of Dr. Yurt and his heart for the all nations. And that was a wonderful situation. And we came here, opportunity. And I became the coordinator for Persian Leadership Development, and now I am the director of the Persian Leadership Development, and we of this semester is the first semester for Southeastern. We are offering the bachelor degree online in Farsi for Iranian, Afghans, and Tajikis people who are Farsi speakers, and they can be a student in Southeastern in their own country with their own language.
Wow.
And this is the only accredited college in all the world. Mm. This is the first and the only accredited college in Farsi. But in 2017, when we started here and we had this vision and God was working through this, said Iran is the fastest growing church right now, based on the record of the International Mission Board. So what about the other people? All people, all believers, they cannot be in the academic world. What about others? What about the ladies? What about the oral learners? Mm-hmm. So I started a non-profit organization called Mojdeh. The meaning of Mojdeh is good news. Mm-hmm. So we are offering the free online courses in Farsi. And we are translating books, and that is amazing. I'm telling that, but I have a goosebump right now because God did the amazing things. For a long time, I was in Iran. I was doing ministry. I was praying, God, please bring somebody in Southeast and make everything in Farsi be easy for me. But I didn't know God is going to answer my prayer with myself. And now this is the in Mojdeh, in this free theology online theology courses, we have a different module. We are going to have a theology ecosystem from the beginning for the basic Christianity until leadership, and we are providing him. And already, I want to say something. Right now we have more than 940 students enrolled in that program. And this is the amazing. I'm so excited about that. They are thirsty. Now is a harvest time in Iran. And we need help, we need resources, we need the prayers, and please pray for us. And we need many books to be translated. And also we need the many courses be recorded. And our prayer is that God give us wisdom and God give us strength to, as much we have energy, we are doing, going to continue for this free online theology, because this is the biggest need for the huge this movement in among Iranian, among Farsi speakers, who they are converting to Christianity.
Wow, that's definitely amazing, because you started the church with only two people, where Jesus was there, but now it grew to be more than 900 people, not just church members, but 900 leaders and pastors. And I believe that God is going to increase the number, to multiply, to impact Persian-speaking countries and beyond.
Well, amen.
Well, Brother Kambiz, thank you so much for sharing your stories. That encourages me as well. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm sure that encourages a lot of listeners out there as well.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, listeners, thank you for listening. If you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.